Joining us now is Democrat and House Minority Leader, Representative Rick Hamill. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thanks for asking me, Jen.
With Indiana's passage of right-to-work laws, proponents of right-to-work say this is going to make Michigan less competitive in bringing new businesses to the state. How do you respond?
Well, I just think that's not true. I think if you sit back and look at the history of right-to-work states, and outside of Indiana, the last one that passed the right-to-work law was Oklahoma, and that's been 10 years ago or so, and there's no evidence, even if you use the Oklahoma model, that that had any really good investment or any change in what happened there. In fact, most of the evidence is bad, that the unemployment rate went up and investment in the state went down. So I don't see that there's any evidence in that. And those would claim that the passage of the Indiana law that would make Michigan less competitive, but they're just not looking at the facts.
There's been a lot of talk swirling around possible legislation. But is it certain that this legislation will be introduced in the House?
I think it's certain that it will be introduced. I think it's certain that there will be hearings where the discussion will take place. But I do not know how certain that it will move through the House and the Senate and eventually be signed by the governor.
Well, Democrats are in the minority in both the House and Senate. If this legislation is introduced, do you have the ability to keep it from moving forward?
Well, we'll certainly argue with all the points that we have argued in the past that there is no evidence that a right-to-work state really is different when it comes to investment from the private sector all over. And we will definitely make sure that we hear our voice, our voices are heard. And, you know, it's bad for the state if it happens, but I can tell you, I have never, and any folks of mine who understand the difference here, never run for the argument. And I've always had that argument wherever I've gone with folks who believe that a right-to-work law would be helpful to the state of Michigan. And I definitely can take the other side and say that it would not be. And it creates an uneven playing field for folks that work right next to each other. And that's really not good business.
The Republican leadership seems to be somewhat split on this issue. Governor Snyder said he doesn't want to see this legislation introduced because he thinks it would be divisive. We've heard from Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, and he suggested perhaps right-to-work laws for just teachers. But Speaker of the House Jase Bulger has spoken in support of these laws. Can Democrats work with the governor and the Senate Majority Leader on a compromise?
I can't see a compromise on right-to-work at all. The Senate Majority Leader talks about a right to work for teachers. That is even worse than a right to work law overall. I mean, when you begin to pick and choose particular workers within the state of Michigan that would have that law apply to, is even worse than having a blanket law, which is horrible in itself. I mean, 7 of the top 10 states, the unemployment statistics, the highest unemployment are right to work states. And so you can't make an argument for the investment in the state of Michigan by saying that it makes a difference to have a right-to-work law, because it's just not happening. And the fact that we're cutting education and some of the other problems that we're facing here are things that people won't invest in the state for, because they're not seeing that we're not investing in ourselves. So we'll argue our point with everyone, whether it's the governor if he wants to sign it, or if it's the Senate majority or the speaker, that it's bad for Michigan and it doesn't make sense at this time.
Democratic Representative Rick Hamill is the House Minority Leader, and he represents Michigan's 48th House District. Representative, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Jen.